Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you slags. Welcome to Reality Check, where we will be your agony queens.
Nobody wants to hear their child, man or woman, you know what I mean, having the out of them. No, baby, sorry, that's
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of Reality Check. And this week, I asked all you gorgeous fans for questions about one of my favorite subjects, and it's sex. Sex, sex, sex. Girls, how are you feeling? Are you feeling sexed up? Are you feeling you've really had enough sex? What's going on?
I'm getting too much sex. I'm all shagged out.
All shagged out. Nowhere to go.
I've just had sex. Look at my wig. This is my sex wig.
I love a good sex wig. It's great.
I love it. All three of us have made careers on being sexy women. Me and Bagger are the Frock Destroyers, and you, Vinegar, are total slags. So
total
this is
slag.
Just the perfect topic of conversation for today.
Absolutely. I've just got to notice, we have all come in the same colour today. We look gorgeous. Three blue queens.
Oh, no.
It's because the conversation is very, very blue.
Very Ooh. Blue. Let's go to good old Bagger. Have you got a question for us, babe?
Oh, I've got some clear. I really have. Me and my partner have moved into his parents' house. Ooh. How do we keep the romance lit?
Oh, that is a good question.
Are you noisy? Are you like, oh?
I think you got to be creative. I love that word. You got to be creative. If you want to nosh off, you know, have sex, that kind of stuff, you got to be creative. Take showers together. Have a bath together. You know, set up a little sex hut in the garden, the bottom of the garden. Down at the bottom of the garden.
Yeah. You get the base.
There's a worm at the bottom of the garden.
Yeah, but get creative. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love the idea of setting up a garden shed, which is basically your sex getaway. Do you know what I mean? You go there, just pop into the shed, mum. All right, darling. And she's happy with that as well. could be really fun, actually.
Yeah.
I moved
home for lockdown, so this is a very apt question. And mum, I'm sorry if you're listening to this outside the door right now. But I feel like the best things are, like, this is maybe a bit naughty, and only do it if you're sneaky about it. But
here,
you know,
we
like,
go.
Like public sex, or like in a car.
Oh, you mean the illegal
just
stuff? That's it.
Throw away all inhibitions and just do it while you're with your hands up against the door. So if anyone tries to push it in, someone's going to be trying to push it in. But if anyone's going to open up the door, they'll be stopped by your hands.
Have
and you just
heard?
Say, oh, I'm getting changed.
I know what you mean, though, because these guys, or they could be girls or whatever, but when you wake up, sometimes you're horny and you've got an hard on. And it's like, you need to do it now, there and then. You're in a bed together. Two people sharing a bed is quite a turn-on, isn't it? So, you know what I mean? You wake up in the morning, rock solid. You're going to be like, I think, if you know what I mean? If there's people walking about, just give under the blankets, just give each other a little tug. You know what I mean? And a kiss. Mutual kiss.
In my home, my nanny lives right below us, directly below us. Me right now in my living room is my little nanny. She's probably watching Bargain Hunt or something. But I bet you anything she can tell whenever me and Johnson are having the good kind of sex, because I can imagine the ceiling's like shaking and there's like dust falling from the
oh my god.
The ceiling. So we have to be extra careful.
What's your nanny's name?
Wee Vicky.
Wee Vicky. I'm so sorry your grandson's having a wee. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. How can you have sex on top of your nan?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's disrespectful.
It kind of is. I mean, you have to make ends meet, right?
Yeah, you do. One and two.
Imagine if you could have like a camera that looks through the walls and you just see you there getting like by your boyfriend and your little nanny underneath like this, knitting.
Watching Loose Woman. While I'm being a loose woman.
Little blue.
I actually think we can give Nanny Vicky a little job where she goes to different houses and she just tests the sound levels for people having sex upstairs. If she can get through a whole episode of EastEnders, you're sorted. So, yeah.
Depends on your parents as well, because I'm the kind, and what relationship you have, because I would literally go to my mum. If I was live, let's say me and my boyfriend live with my mum, I would literally say to my mum, we're going to now, do you want to go out for a bit? Do you want to go to bingo? Here's 20 quid, go to bingo. But we are going to have a shag. We're going to be shagging the brains out of each other. That's what I'd say to my mum. But a lot of people aren't as abrupt as me and they won't say, oh, of I'm course. Going for it.
But do you what? I think there's a big difference between bringing home your partner and having sex with them there as opposed to bringing home a one-night stand or a grinder meet or something like that. Yeah. I think there's a big difference. I think I'd be much more comfortable bringing home a boyfriend rather than bringing home, you know, John 9 Plus. Us or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'd much rather do that.
You can't be too loud because, like you said, if the beds are rocking, your mom's gonna be knocking. You know what I mean? They're trying to watch the telly, and if they're hitting bang, 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 nobody wants to hear their child, man or woman, you know what I mean, having the out of them. No beds.
Perfect.
So I'm going to pick my favourite one. Have you ever dated other drag queens?
Oh, the drama.
Okay, I can definitely confess, I have dated a drag queen and I've kai-kai'd with a few drag queens as well every time. But not in drag, never in drag. What does that mean? Do we date in drag? Do we shag in drag? Where are we going in drag? What's going on?
Well, have you dated other drag queens? Well, there's two questions here, isn't there? Is have you been with someone, two drag queens having sex? That's basically, in my opinion, kind of lesbian, kind of... You know what I mean? Because we do look like... Well, some of us look like women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put it out there. It's just my preference. You know what I mean? I don't want any... I'm attracted to men. I love men. You know what I mean? I love men. I love penises. And I obviously drag queens. Some drag queens have penises. Some have vaginas.
What you mean is you like a manly man?
Yeah. And like, no offense. You know what I mean? There's not enough room for two drag queens in this relationship because I wear the makeup. I'm the star, basically. I'm the star.
Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a quick story because this happened to me quite recently. So basically, you know, I've dated guys who do drag. I've had sex with guys who do drag and I've enjoyed it plenty. Not that I'm into them being dressed up as in drag while we're dating like, or shagging.
But they look different.
Yeah, I'm very much into the boy behind the woman, essentially.
Yeah.
If they're fit and they're funny, I will stick me thumb in your mouth. Do you know what I mean? But I was on a date a few weeks ago with this guy who was much, much younger than me. So I was like, okay, you're 20 years old. This is a big age gap. So we're on this date. We went for a couple of drinks and he goes to me, do you mind if I just put a bit of makeup on? I was like, yeah, sure. Do what you like. It's totally fine. So he pulls out a full like light up mirror. He pulls out his makeup and he starts getting into full drag in front of me. This is no lie. The guy got into full drag in front of me. I was like, oh, and he opened his bag. He's got his tits in his bag, his shoes, his wig, the whole shebang. He's ready for a night out. I go into the toilet and start wetting myself laughing, like fully like, I can't believe this is happening. I then was like, do you know what? I'm really not into this. I'm going to like drink up and go. I left and he texts me afterwards saying, I'm so upset that you left. And he sent me a picture of him afterwards. And I went, I'm glad I did leave, actually. That's what you turned yourself into.
And that's the story of your date with Cheryl Hall.
Yeah! It is funny how I think because of what we do and who we are and how people know us, I think we let down this barrier for people. people to be putting on drag and, you know, putting that into their day in front of us. I don't know. It's weird. It was a weird experience for him to kind of go from boy to girl. And I was like, okay, bye, I'm out of here.
Because he wasn't asking you for outfits.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'm surprised you weren't asking him for makeup tips.
I'll send you the picture. I wouldn't.
You know what? If a kai is with a hottie that you have a connection with, then why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sex is sex. It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to feel good. But,
what would you do if somebody came up to you both and basically in drag and basically said, like a straight guy or something, and was like, oh, you're fit. You're really, really fit. You're a cracking bird. You're a good looking bird. Would you want to suck me off? Would you suck them off with the lipstick on?
Is this confession time? Is this confession time?
Oh. Have you ever? Oh my goodness.
Have you got hairy legs, Vinegar?
No, I haven't. They're smooth as.
Well, you're lucky, so you can just bend over. But, you know what I mean?
I have to cut a hole through 8 pairs of tights.
That's what I mean. Exactly. Imagine you're pulling your tights down and there's a big airy arse.
Oh, God. Okay, I admit, someone's quite hot and they're straight. There's something quite interesting about them. And I think, you know, with sex, you should try and experience what you can. As long as it doesn't give you a rash, you should try and experience what you can. And I experienced a couple of friends now and again. So yes.
But are we talking girly drag, or are we talking full feather boa, big wig, lashes?
I don't think they care. I think some straight blokes don't give.
I was like a door whore back in the day, and you'd always see the straight guys come in and they'd totally linger around you the whole night. Was it Honey Boo Boo said everyone's a little gay, so maybe it's just the straight men's way of just like blurring the lines a little bit without feeling guilty.
Yeah, if you've got a nice wig on and some lipstick, I think a straight guy would have a go. They would have a go, of course they would. And I think I think the ones who deny it are the ones who will be front of the queue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think to wrap up this question, we'll date a drag queen, we'll shag a drag queen, just keep the wig in the box because we want your cock, don't we? No tucking tape. No tucking tape.
Yes, they're straight, apparently, according to Vinegar.
Oh, yeah, that was a very interesting
If you
night.
Catch Vinegar in a wig in a bathroom in a dark place, she's gone for anything.
Excuse me, I'm not in a bathroom.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, ladies, I have got a question from Anonymous. The question is, how do I get someone to notice me?
Oh, God.
How do you get someone to notice you, Vinegar? Do you just shout at them, I'm a total slag?
Well, I clothesline them to the floor. I tackle them to the floor and I say, notice me. No, I feel like people have always noticed me from when I was a kid up until now. I've had one of those personalities, one of those energies in the room where I walk in and people know that I'm there. Even if they're annoyed that I'm there, they're going to know that I'm there because I always made myself quite known. I've always been that type of person, even up until now. I think people are really intrigued by people who kind of live out loud, if that makes sense. And I know if I see someone, I'm like, oh my God, that person is really fierce or really sexy or really or got lots of personality or really funny and that kind of stuff. My attention goes to that person because they've just become this new energy in the room. And I think if you want to be noticed, you know, not being afraid of what makes you quirky or makes you interesting or makes you annoying, whatever it is which makes you different, and actually leaning on that to get people to go, oh my God, this person is really interesting.
Yeah, totally. I used to try and be someone that I wasn't and this, that, the other to get people to notice me. But I found that just attracted people that I didn't want to be around. Mm. And I think a good way to just for people to notice you, it's just to show them the real you, which is pretty much what you were saying.
Mm.
But like, you don't have to be this like obnoxious, like crazy personality, which is what I would have tried to be in high school. Mm. It's okay just to be the shy kid in the corner, because you'll find your own clique of and your family of people that will accept you and love you for who you are. So
that's it.
And don't care too much about who's noticing you, because the people who notice you are the people that matter.
Yeah,
and that's all that matters.
I agree. I think if you really want to get noticed, this is my advice. Sorry, girls. Buy like a kind of like firework bra and walk up, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Wear a big, massive, bright pink wig with a big red nose on your face with cum troll written on your front in rhinestones and just walk into the room and be like,
that's Bagger's All-Stars entrance. Should I ask another question?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the weirdest place you've done it?
I've actually got a story about me getting caught, and I think you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go for it.
It's hilarious. So it wasn't by family members or like that, but it was last Halloween, actually, just before lockdown happened. So I ended up pulling this guy at this club night. I was like, oh, great. I was going to go back to his. So what happened was, I was like, oh, I've got my bags upstairs. Let me quickly run up and get them. He was like, I'll come with you. We go upstairs and we start doing the do. We start literally like ripping each other's clothes off, snogging, the whole shebang, going hardcore. It was great. It was absolutely fabulous. We were doing a position on the floor. It's two favourite numbers. Can you guess what they are?
69!
We were doing that. Next minute, the door opens and remember, it's Halloween. This guy walks in. He is dressed head to toe as the devil. Red face, horns, a doctor's jacket, red hands, devil drag. He walks in, and this is the voice.
Did he join in?
This is why it was so funny, because he's dressed as the devil, dressed as the devil. He goes to me, oh, sorry, boys, in that voice, legit that voice. Oh, sorry, boys, I just come to get me gin. Do you mind? He steps over us, and we're both literally got each other's in our mouths still. And I was like, oh, and literally, he steps over us, gets his chin and goes, oh, have a lovely time, boys. You look great. And steps over us and walks out the room. And that was when we got caught by the devil. But you know, you're just like,
I need to meet that person.
He was so camp, but dressed as the devil. Oh, sorry, boys. Just come to get me gin. So, yes, I have been caught. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I totally understand with all the danger sex. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I have... I've got a bit of a past, I'm not going to lie. I've done things, you know what I mean? I think I've done in a McDonald's toilet.
Oh, yes.
I've done it in various nightclubs. And but like you said, it is good to get the thrill, like, oh, am I going to get caught kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also, you know what I mean, there's nothing better than just having your own bed and doing what you want in your own home.
Yeah, and get a double bed. Don't get a single bed. Make sure you got a double or king or queen size bed.
And make sure you don't squeak.
Yeah, you want to roll around. You want to roll around, but also have space. Like, turn your bedroom into, like, a really cool, like, sex dungeon, I say. Like, a really cool... Like, have things to grab onto. Have a toy box as well.
You should see what's behind the camera for me right now.
Oh,
Johnson on a sling.
My drawer is filled with dildos, fleshlights, the whole shebang. Because it's important to treat yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Me and my boyfriend, the start of our relationship was. It was very meet up in a car. In fact, there was an old people's home around the corner that we used to meet in the car park up there and have sex. So we're just always around old people when they have sex.
Yeah, you love having sex around old people. That's hot. Mm, that's really cool.
There's nothing sexier than the smell of death. Brilliant.
Right, Blue, have you got a question for us?
I do, actually, yes.
Okay.
So Anonymous asks, I have a big age gap with the guy I'm seeing. He's 28 and I'm 18. Would it ever work out?
No.
What do you guys think?
don't piss off. I'm not being funny. This is an absolute joke. I'm not being funny, love. Thanks for the question. But I'm going to put it down and flip it and reverse it for you now. Here we go. you're 18, he's 28. Darling, when I was 19, I went with like a 78-year-old. You know what I mean? I've been with old. I mean, I've been with people that are 50 years older than me. You know what I mean? 10 years might be a lot to you, dear, but 18 and 28, I know 28-year-olds that look like 18-year-olds. You know what I mean? It ain't like when you're that age, 28, you're not exactly ready for the knacker's yard. So I could understand. Like I said, look at Davina. You know what I mean? You could be going out with Davina. She's in her 30s, but she looks like she's in her 50s. You know what I mean? 10 years. And it, like I said, my mom is 15 years younger than my dad. So wow. I think a lot of relationships, I know so many relationships where it's like 20 years. You know what I mean? Mm.
Totally. I think as long as you have that connection on a personal level and a maturity level, because there's people that are younger that age differently. They've been put in situations that have made them mature quickly. And, why should that stop you if you have that connection with someone? I mean, just pursue it. Especially we've been talking about sex, but it doesn't have to just be about sex. If you find this person interesting, if you've got a level of communication that is like powerful, then why not?
Yeah,
just there do is what some, you want to do.
There is something quite hot about, you know, a daddy vibe. It doesn't matter what age you are, as long as it's legal and you're both of the right age. You know, I think it's fine as long as you're both on the same page that no one feels like they're doing something they don't want to or yeah. feels like they're in a compromising situation. You know, if you gel with someone, it's fine. You know, it's absolutely fine.
You could meet someone that's 18 that's more mature than someone my age. I mean, definitely. Me, I am like, I have the mindset of a child.
You do.
Totally, absolutely. Like, I play with toys and stuff. I'm like a big child.
1 year old.
Goo goo gaga dada. Yeah, I feel like it's all about your maturity levels and your deeper connections. And the sex is great with a daddy, but like,
yeah.
For it to last a long time, you do have to have something more. But yeah. It's like that in any relationship. So I don't really think like there's
it's
that
about
big
the
difference.
Brain.
I mean, yeah, I remember in school it was a big deal. You were like, oh my gosh, you're dating someone that's 2 years younger. That is crazy. But now it's like, girl, get that good daddy day, and if they have money, that's even better.
10 years.
No, and I don't think it matters. And if relationship lasts 10 years, 100 years, or 2 years, or 5 minutes, at least you can say that you have that connection with someone. So who cares? Just do it. Get on with it.
But it's true what you're saying. Like I get on with, and you can ask anyone, like older people. You know what I mean? So it's just about if you connect more. You know what I mean? I like.
Yeah.
I've got an old red on my shoulders. You know what I mean? So
that's really good.
And who says you've got to get you've got to go with someone the exact same year of birth as you? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're not bloody weirdos. It don't matter what age. Look at one of my favourite actresses. Is it Sarah Paulson? You know what I mean? She's married to a really well-known older actress.
And they're a gorgeous couple.
She's in her 70s, 80s, and Sarah's early 40s. So, you know what I mean? We're talking half the person's age. So, but they look so happy together.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. You can catch me on Instagram at The Only Vinegar Strokes and Twitter at The Only Vinegar.
And you can catch me, Bag of Chips, on Instagram at Bag of Chips and Twitter at Chip Shop Bird.
And you can catch me at BlueHydrangea_ on Instagram and Twitter.
Join us next week for another episode of
Reality Check.
This show is produced by Yahoo UK. For help to stay safe with online dating, go to getsafeonline.org.
The gov.uk website has expert advice about how to find sexual health education. For more information and advice on all things related to sexual health and wellbeing, visit brook.org.uk.
If you feel you or someone you know is in need of a safe space to discuss sexuality, gender identity, sexual health and emotional wellbeing, you can contact the confidential Switchboard LGBT+ helpline at switchboard.lgbt.